Trayvon, T-R-E-V-O-N, Bell, B-E-L-L, 7196. This is a 28-year-old gentleman, comes in today because of shoulder pain. Right side, number one. Number two, history of hyperlipidemia. Number three, strong family history of strokes. Number four, recent bronchitis and sinusitis. Number five, history of arm pain, leg pain, severe during the bout of walking pneumonia. This 28-year-old gentleman, married, has children from stepchildren, never had children himself. He comes in today with multiple medical issues and problems. He was seen by Dr. Halberdier on 7/1/7/6/24, diagnosed with walking pneumonia, treated with Medrol, Dospac, Z-Pac, Rocephin, and Decadron, period. In a paragraph, he's feeling better, but he's still having some leg pain and arm pain. He does a lot of walking. He's a pipe fitter. He's married. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink alcohol. Allergy, none. COVID immunization, none. Medication, done with his antibiotics and steroids. Medical problems, hyperlipidemia. Family history, strongly positive for stroke surgery. No recent surgery. Patient's COVID immunization, none. 197 pounds. His weight's gone up about 6-7 pounds. He says because of a lack of activity. From a year ago, 99%, 98.3, 2067, 147 over 83. Heart positive, some positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next foot, JVD, skin shows, no rash, arm, because of the lesion, logical, non-focal. TMs are still slightly red, but much improved. Number one, sinusitis. Number two, bronchitis. Number three, history of abdominal pain. Number four, abdominal pain may have been related to Z-Pak and or Medrol Dospac and or both. Next one is gallbladder, looks good. Next one is no fatty liver noted. Next number is kidneys are normal. Next number is spleen looks normal. Next number is prostate within normal limits. Next number, carotid artery is patent. Next number is with a family history of stroke and hyperlipidemia. We checked his carotid artery and his echocardiogram, which were both negative. Next number, lab work due today. Next number is he's fasting for his blood work, especially for his cholesterol and triglyceride level. Next number, mild BPH symptoms, but usually it's a bladder spasm when he's under a lot of stress. Next number, his prostate looks normal. Next number, rest of the ultrasounds are within normal limits. Next number, his thyroid looks good. Next number, his lymphadenopathy in the neck can be explained by his recent infection. Next number, his vertigo resolving with the history of sinusitis and no carotid ultrasound abnormalities noted. Next number, his leg pain and arm pain multifactorial, but no PVD or DVT was noted. Thank you.